independent, trustworthy, and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
Tommy's Tribune. I reckon we should do this earlier in the show. That uplifting theme music gets everyone in a good mood. A few people have been in a bad mood this morning, Tommy.
Oh, should we mention those people in the bad mood? Let's just leave them, Matty.
No, let's leave them. What type of mood are you in? Are you in a mood to be kind to the listeners with their headlines on this Wednesday morning, or are you going to take the hard stance again?
I think I am, yeah. Why wouldn't I be? I'm always in a good mood.
I'm just trying
Unlike
to
Unlike you this
up.
Morning, Matty. Jeez.
I'm in a great mood. I've been in a great mood all week. A couple of days of brekkie with the missile and then back to my show as well. It's been awesome. The feedback has been wonderful, Tom. Absolutely wonderful. Now, Tommy's Tribune. We've got a couple of headlines. 0457 736 736. The theme song means the meeting has officially started and therefore you can look for the tick of approval. So I've got some to give to you from our listeners. But before that, what headlines have you come up with this morning?
Okay. Well, before I get to my headline, I want to do this and speak about Latrell Mitchell before, because my headline's going to have something to do with Latrell Mitchell. Matty, in Queensland's era of dominance, if they went into a game 3 decider at Suncorp or at away at a Coors Stadium, and all they needed was Greg Inglis to play one game and just be fit, just to show signs that he's fit because he's a champion. Do you think they would have picked him for game 3? In a do-or-die decider away from home. I'll just put that to you. Because that's what we have. That's what the Blues have. We've got weapons in the duffel bag. That's what we have with Latrell Mitchell. Just make sure he's fit for one game. That's all we need. That's all we need. 80 minutes of pure fitness, match fitness, to show that he's right, to show that he's in the right mental and physical state. And then you pick him for Wednesday week at Suncorp Stadium. He's a big game player and he shows up in the big moments. So Latrell Mitchell, and that's going to lead to my first headline, Matty.
So you're saying, Freddie, you've got the top shelf there. Go straight to it. Just get 80 minutes, throw him in.
And I'm going to quote the great Elton John here.
Dear.
And that's why they call him a Blue. Because he's going to have a great performance this Saturday against the Eels. And the headline's going to read, that's why they call him a Blue. Latrell Mitchell starring on the back page. What do you think?
So you've taken in some of the points that we've raised around our headlines, like adding photos.
Yes.
And now you've gone further. You've added audio to it.
Yes.
As well. So on that, I'm going to give you a tick. I'm going to give you 3 ticks for that one because you've just nailed it. I don't know if it's going to happen, but let's hope it does.
Well, Matty, my next one, I think you're going to like this one as well. Melbourne Storm v Manly Seagulls tomorrow night, Four Pints Park. No Felice Kaufusi, that's confirmed. There's a little bit of doubt around Cameron Munster. I don't think he's going to play. He's been named. I don't think he'll play because I think Billy Slater will want him in some cotton wool for that decider. So I'm just going to go with a simple one, Miracle at Manly. I think Manly are going to beat the Melbourne Storm tomorrow night at Four Pints Park.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. In fact, I'm going to, you know how we normally like our headlines short?
Yes.
Short, sharp and sweet. Well, now that you've gone Miracle of Manly, why don't we say the Battle of Brookvale becomes the Miracle of Manly?
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Because that ticks both of our alliteration boxes and plays on the old Battle of Brookie.
Mm.
Becomes a Miracle of Manly. Like it. I like the way you're thinking there. Okay, that's 2 out of 2.
My last one, and you spoke about this with Webby in the first hour of the show, Homecoming Heroes. The New Zealand Warriors returning home, Mount Smart Stadium this Sunday against the West Tigers. It's so tough for the West Tigers. You don't get the coach you want, and then you finally play the Warriors, and it's going to be at their home ground for the first time since 2019. They cannot catch a break, and I think they're going to win, and they're going to win big, the Warriors.
Yeah, I like that one too. I'll give you my one on that. I just have Sweet Asbro.
Ah, very nice. Very nice.
Like, you know, 40,000 people or however many is going to be there and just have Sweet Asbro. No problems. Brett says, no, Tommy, that's a big blue. That's a big blue. Instead of, guess why they call it a blue?
Yes.
That's a big blue, says
very
Brett.
Nice.
Okay, let's go through some of these. Rooster Muzz, thank you for your one. We don't need to go down that path again. Tommy's Tribune, this one. Roosters Lodge Pack Return.
Yep, like it, tick.
Matt bolsters the red, white and blue. I'm nicking off. Kyrgios calls it quits.
Yeah, like it. Tick.
These are all from the Pearl. Twin Tweakers Tame Tigers. Lion and Swepson spin Australia to victory.
Oh, there you go. I like that a lot.
Ooh, that's
Twin
good.
Tweakers.
Twin Tweakers Tame the Tigers. Nice one. Tommy's Tribune's from Stu. Rampant Red V, Ravage Rudderless Raiders.
Don't like it. Sorry, Stu.
Oh, Stu. See, the narc's back, folks. Look out. Yeah. He's back. Curiosity kills the match.
Oh, I like that a lot. That's probably the best one of the day, Brett. There you go.
Curiosity kills the match. I'll wait until I pre-check that one that's just popped up. Robbo and Nick, give Lodgy a tick, says Matt.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's very good.
Troubled prop to take Roosters to the top. So he's extended. Ooh. He's extended here. So that's a two-parter. You already got Robbo and Nick, give Lodgy a tick. And then are you going to give him a tick for the second part of that headline?
Yeah, that's a tick for the second part too. Yep.
Terrific Titans turn the tables on Nasty Knights. How's that one?
No, that's terrible. Seriously, what's that person doing with that text?
Or rubbish Roosters get punished by powerful Panthers.
I just can't see that happening. Sorry. No, won't happen.
Here we go. 44-12, you stick with the Penrith Blues, says the Blue Emu.
Emo.
Emo. I was about to read another one, but you know what happens when we do the headlines,
they
folks?
Yeah,
they all come up at the same time, and you've got to read them and say them, but make sure that they're worthy of putting out there, if you know what I mean. Something that's not going to get us in trouble. Maddie, cunning Kyrgios creates courtside chaos.
I like that. I like that.
That's
one.
Not bad. And chaos spelt with a K.
Yeah, nice.
That's not bad. Fadge says Latrell lags as para power on. Are we prepared to give you that one? I think yeah, we'll give that a tick. 0457 736 736 is the number.